State News. I'm Jeremy Scott. After 15 ballots, the House of Representatives finally has a new speaker. Republican Kevin McCarthy of California picked up just enough votes to become speaker early Saturday. He addressed the House in a victory speech after making concessions to a small group of conservative holdouts.
And now, the hard work begins. What we do here today, next week, next month, next year, will set the tone for everything that follows.
The final vote was 216 for McCarthy, 212 for Democratic House Leader Hakeem Jeffries, with six representatives voting present. It was the longest House Speaker election since 1859. President Biden is headed to the U.S.-Mexico border in El Paso tomorrow for the first time in his presidency.
It's clear that immigration is a political issue that extreme Republicans are always going to run on. They can keep using immigration to try to score political points, or they can help solve the problem.
The visit comes during a surge of illegal immigrants at the southern border. The White House is defending Biden's recent crackdown, saying the president is trying to strike a balance between opening legal paths to migration while curbing illegal activity. Biden will travel on to Mexico City for the North American Leaders Summit, where he'll discuss migration, drug trafficking, and climate change. A federal appeals court says no more to the ban on types of bump stocks.
Bump stocks, used to effectively turn a semi-automatic weapon into a fully automatic one, at least in short bursts. The 2018 bump stock ban, now disfavored by a judge, went into effect in the wake of the October 2017 shooting in Las Vegas, where the shooter used weapons with bump stocks perched from long distance to kill almost 60 people and injure another 850 more in the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history. I'm Ryan Daniels.
A ban in Illinois on dozens of semi-automatic weapons won approval in the state house on Friday. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
New documents reveal that the man accused of killing four University of Idaho students applied for an internship with the Pullman, Washington Police Department just a few miles from the crime scene in Moscow, Idaho. Brian Koberger lived in Pullman and applied to the department during the fall semester when he took his first classes at Washington State University, where he was pursuing a degree in criminology. Ethan Chapin, Zana Kernodal, Madison Mogan, and Kaylee Gonzalez were killed off campus on November 13th. Ukraine getting more military assistance from the Biden administration. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre announcing more than $3 billion in a military aid package on Friday, including dozens of fighting vehicles and armed personnel carriers. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky saying the countries are approaching a common victory. United States may be one of the most free and powerful countries in the world, but that doesn't make us immune from haters.
Based on polls conducted by Pew Research Center and others, the top four countries Americans should avoid are Sweden, with 34% hating on Americans, Turkey at 73%, Egypt at 85%, and Argentina with 57% of their citizens hating on America. I'm Lance Pry.
There is still no winner of the massive Mega Millions jackpot. It's now worth over $1 billion come Tuesday night. Last night's $940 million drawing saw just five tickets match five lottery numbers. Those worth $1 million each, but nobody matched all six to win the jackpot. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.